Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another edition of the PMRC Policy Corner, where we'll be discussing a very important topic on information and communication technology, ICT, in education. With me in the studio today to discuss the status of ICT is Ms. Esther Nyemba, a junior researcher from PMRC. Welcome to the program, Ms. Nyemba.
Thank you very much, Madam Chindoka. Good afternoon, listeners.
Ms. Nyemba, what is the status of ICT use in Zambia?
Thank you very much. I'll give a brief background of the use of ICTs in the education sector in Zambia. If we talk about ICTs in Zambia, we're mostly talking about the internet and communication and computers. The use of ICTs in the Zambian education sector dates back to 1996, where the Examination Council of Zambia started processing examination papers and the rest using computers. And also as early as 2000, computers started being used as a learning tool in private schools and for open and distance learning education. The Zambian education sector in the recent years endeavored to integrate ICTs in teaching and learning at all levels to assist with improving the quality of education in the Zambian delivery. A study conducted by ISAC reports that the penetration of ICTs in the Zambian sector had been low, but this may change coming to 2013 when there was a new curriculum that was developed. If we talk about the ICT sector and the implementation of ICTs in the education sector, we look at what has been done. Like, the preconditions for success implementation of ICTs in the education sector include policy, curriculum, as well as the supporting infrastructure and the use of computers. So the Zambian Ministry of Education has implemented various initiatives that will enable the success implementation of ICTs. If we look at this, we look at they developed a draft policy for the education sector and ICTs in 2007. This is still in the form of a draft. And then they also formulated and implemented an ICT strategic plan, which ran from 2011 to 2015. And then in 2015, they introduced computer studies as part of the curriculum for grade 5 to grade 12.
Ms. Nyemba, could you explain to the listeners what the benefits of implementing ICT in the education system are?
Thank you very much. There are a lot of benefits that can be accrued to the education sector when ICTs are successfully implemented in schools. These benefits are both for administrative purposes as well as for the learners themselves. For administrative purposes, we look at through ICT tools such as computers and projectors, communication within the schools is made more effective using things like email and PowerPoint presentation among school management and in classes respectively than making copies to share information with everyone, which is at times deemed expensive. Record keeping for administrative purposes is made easy and orderly. Manual records, which have been used for many years, in most cases get lost due to poor record management. We also look at routine tasks such as assessing pupils' school records are performed fast and save a lot of time from physically looking through a pile of files. And then the benefits for learners that can be derived from ICTs are the implementation of ICTs in schools is supported with good infrastructure such as internet, would enable students to have access to immense amounts of information from online sources which they can use in their research. ICT in education enables learners to become creators of knowledge with their own right and understanding. For example, through research projects, ICTs can be used to develop a culture of personal information management and independent learning by students. Lastly, ICTs in education make learning interactive and enjoyable for learners through the use of computer images for teaching and other interactive application and software.
So what would you say are some of the various challenges that are being faced in the implementation of ICTs in schools currently?
Thank you very much. You know, for everything there are challenges that are faced. And then in Zambia, looking at it's 2013 when the government fully rolled out the implementation of ICTs in schools through the implementation of the new curriculum. Some of the challenges that are still being faced are limited infrastructure required to support the use of ICTs in schools. According to the Ministry of Education, various schools lack fully functional computer labs, especially in rural areas, to house and support both hardware and software. The lack of complete infrastructure in many schools has posed a challenge of security to the distribution of computers in various schools and the installation of computers required for a fully functional computer lab. Inadequate funding to buy enough computers for all learners is also another challenge. The distribution of computers in schools is too low, while with great improvement since the introduction of ICTs in most of the schools. Another challenge that we can look at is the lack of an ICT policy in the education sector. Most of implementation of some of these things can be clearly implemented and successful if there is a policy that will support and clear plans that can be used for implementation or carrying out of such initiatives. And the last one is lack of necessary ICT skills among teachers. Looking at the fact that ICTs through computer studies was introduced in 2013, the Zambian sector recently employed the first ICT teachers in 2016. Those are the ones who are like employed from college to go into class, and most of the training for in-service teachers is being done but on a low pace.
Ms. Nyemba, what are the measures the Zambian government, what would you say are some of the measures the Zambian government is putting in place to improve the use of ICTs in Zambian schools?
Thank you very much. If you look at some of the measures that the government has put across, I think I mentioned them earlier, was the introduction of computer studies as a course, as a subject that can be learned from grade 1 to grade 9 and also from grade 10 to grade 12. This was put in place to enable students have hands-on information and also like hands-on experience on the use of computers, which is really needed in this world of technology. Another one was formulation of a draft policy which the government put in place for it to successfully guide the introduction of ICTs in schools. The other one, though not fully implemented, that is the draft ICT policy. If we look at the strategic plan, they also came up with a strategic plan which went from 2011 to 2015, which was to improve education and training outcomes for students, improve information management, and improve the governance of the education sector. Some of the other initiatives that the government has put across, which will support not only ICTs in the education sector, but ICTs as a whole in the country, is the National Information and Technology Policy. This is like to guide ICT use even in other sectors such as agriculture, commerce and trade. Another one was also the launch of the Center of Excellence Program for ICTs and e-governance. The initiative was to allow the uptake of ICTs through an effective national e-governance for public delivery system and services, which include the education sector. That's about it.
Okay. And what research has been undertaken in regard to the ICT uptake in Zambia?
There have been a lot of research that has been implemented. One of them has been by Camara. Camara is one of the partners who have been helping the Zambian government in the implementation of ICTs in the education sector. They have carried out a research to see where they have a control group and an experimental group, where they have implemented ICTs in the schools where they have given out computers and where teachers have been trained. And in those schools where they have been trained, how is the delivery of ICTs and what is the performance and the quality of education in those two types of schools?
And are there lessons Zambia can learn from neighboring countries?
Zambia can learn from South Africa in terms of policy implementation for successful ICTs implementation. South Africa has, since 1996, utilized ICTs in the education sector through policies such as the e-education policy, which was implemented to achieve the national goal by improving modern technologies for schools in order to enhance the quality of learning and teaching. Another policy that they put in place was for training of teachers. Like, they put up this thing where teachers had to be trained to deliver ICTs in the education sector.
Okay, and South Africa is often the benchmark of African nations in terms of national development. Is there another country in Africa that Zambia can also learn from?
Thank you very much. Another country where Zambia can learn from for the implementation of ICTs is Uganda. As we all know, Uganda has been very successful in the implementation of ICTs, both in the education sector as well as in other sectors. The Ugandan government was approached by the time they are starting their development of ICTs to come up with ICTs in the education sector. And they did that by coming up with a National Council of Science and Technology. That is a body that would oversee the implementation of ICTs, not only in the education sector, but in other sectors. Another thing that they did was to implement ICTs in the education sector. For this, it was put across to define what ICTs should be introduced in school, what financial resources are needed to guide ICTs in schools. Like, it was a guide on how ICTs are supposed to be implemented in the schools and for its success in the education sector.
And Ms. Nyemba, as a junior researcher at PMRC, what recommendations does PMRC offer for the information and technology implementation in education?
Thank you very much. For where we are now, where there are a lot of success calls that have been put across, whereby various stakeholders have come in to distribute computers, train teachers, what the government and partners need to do now is to widen the access of ICTs and connectivity. This is to ensure that ICTs are flourishing and we are able to achieve benefits for the implementation of ICTs in the education sector. Another one is to harness ICTs to improve management and administration of the sector, where if examinations are done from within the headquarters here in Lusaka, they are able to transmit as they are doing now, whereby you are able to access examination results through the phone. This should like be expanded even as well. This is just done by Zamtel. It can also be done through other network providers. The other thing is for them to build human capacity. Right now, as much as there are these graduates that are coming in, teachers, graduates who are able to teach computer studies, there is need to retrain the in-service teachers who are already there to also, they can also appreciate the use of ICTs in for them to deliver education. The other thing is for them to ensure funding for ICTs is sustainable. Currently, most of the funding that comes in for the implementation of ICTs is coming from donors and implementing partners such as the USAID and Camara. So there is need for the government to set up a budgetary allocation in the education sector that will just focus on the improvement of ICTs, that is computers, computer lab, also access to electricity in rural areas where it's hard, like most of the schools are not connected to the national grid. So there is need for them to find other sustainable sources of energy for the schools to be able to access and use these computers in the computer lab.
Ms. Nyemba, do you have any concluding thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Basically, what we'll just say is that the successful implementation of ICTs in the education sector presents a great opportunity for the nation to have access to platforms, like a wide range of platforms that the pupils could use. So whether they're going into entrepreneurship, they're going into college, they already have hands-on information and easy access to ICTs.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nyemba. In conclusion, I would like to find out if our listeners would like to learn more information on the ICT, where can they access it from?
They can access it from our Facebook page, PMRC Zambia, as well as from our website, which is www.pmrczambia.com.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nyemba, for coming to the studio today. And our listeners, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's PMRC Policy Corner.
Thank you very much, Madam Chindoka.